Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for the good stuff. And we hope, well, we know you're listening on great radio stations. Maybe it's Baker, Montana today, 960 KFLN AM. Or maybe you're listening Miles City, Montana, KMTA 1050 AM or KYUS 92.3 FM.
Old West Days, a Nebraska cowboy poetry gathering, is coming back now in their 34th year, I believe it is, making tracks and making friends in Valentine, Nebraska. Find out details by going to oldwestdays.net. Don't forget to check out free poetry and music sessions, Western art and trade show, and featured performances, as well as the melodrama. It's all at Valentine High School, again, April 24th through the 27th.
It's pretty much not a very far drive from about anywhere you're at, so put it on your calendar. And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. You don't have to travel anywhere for this. You can go to tsln.com, get the subscription going today so it comes to your house every week. They've got everything you need. If you're talking about cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, coming out of Belfouche, South Dakota.
What
and
do you
Mike,
have? I'm gonna ask you about Easter, because I think you had something for Easter lined up.
I've got a little story. A little boy was attending an Easter service when he began to feel sick. He tapped his mom on the shoulder and said, "Mom, can we go home now?" "No," she replied abruptly. The boy waited a minute and tapped her on the shoulder again. "I think I'm going to throw up," he said. His mom looked at him and noticed he did look a bit pale. "Okay, go out the front door of the church, across the parking lot, and throw up behind the bushes," she instructed him. Less than a minute later, the boy came back and sat down in his seat. His mother whispered, "Did you throw up?" The boy nodded his head. "But how could you have gone all the way across the parking lot, thrown up, and walked back so quickly?" she asked. "I didn't even have to leave the church," the little boy replied proudly. "I found a box at the front of the church doors that says, 'For the sick.'" Oh, I have another one, too. One Easter morning, a Sunday school teacher decided to see how much her class knew about the true meaning of Easter. One of the little girls quickly raised her hand. "Yes, Sarah, Easter is when all my aunts and uncles come to my house and eat turkey, watch football, and take naps." "No, Sarah, that's Thanksgiving." Another student raised his hand. "Yes, Billy. Last Easter, we decorated a tree, sang songs, and got lots of presents." "No, Billy, that was Christmas," she replied. Now the teacher was getting a bit nervous. "Does anyone know what Easter is?" "I know," little Emily said confidently, standing to her feet. "Easter is a special day to remember that Jesus was hung on a cross, died, and put in a tomb for 3 days." "Very good, Emily. Now, class, we're going to..." "And on the third day, everyone gathers around the tomb," Emily continued, "and they wait to see if Jesus comes out. And if he sees his shadow, that means 6 more weeks of winter. If not..." The teacher interrupted Emily before she could finish her speech. Class dismissed.
All right. Here's something from Clara Wilson sent in for us on the good stuff. Seems like four retired guys walking down the street in Apache Junction, Arizona, when they saw a sign that said, "Old Timers Bar, all drinks, 10 cents. They looked at each other, then went in, thinking this is too good to be true. The old bartender said in a voice that carried across the room, "Come on in, and let me pour one for you. What'll it be, gentlemen?" All four asked for a martini. In short order, the bartender served up 4 iced martinis, shaken, not stirred, and said, "That'll be 10 cents each, please." The four men stared at the bartender for a moment, looked at each other, then paid the 40 cents. After the second round, which cost them under $1, their curiosity got the best of them. Finally, one of the men said, "How can you afford to serve martinis as good as these for only a dime apiece?" "Well, I'm a retired tailor from Boston, and I always wanted to own a bar. Last year, I hit the lottery for $50 million and decided to open this place. Every drink costs a dime. Wine, liquor, beer, it's all the same." "Wow, that's quite a story," said one of the men. They couldn't help but notice the other three guys at the end of the bar who didn't have a drink in front of them and hadn't ordered anything all the while they were there. One of the men gestured toward those men with no drinks and asked the bartender, "What's with them? They're not drinking." "Oh, they're retired farmers from a little town up in North Dakota. They're waiting for happy hour at 5 o'clock when my drinks are half price."
Oh, dear. Okay.
Reminder about the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, May 15th. It's a great lineup of entertainment at the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, the world-famous event, May 15th through the 18th, with horse races starting on May 3rd and 4th, and Mother's Day races where mothers get in free on May 11th. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.